USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom on Wednesday became the first country in the world to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for use and said it will be distributed next week. In a press release, the government has today accepted the recommendation from the Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for use. A Pfizer spokesperson said the UK's emergency use authorization marks a historic moment in the fight against COVID-19. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said on Tuesday the Justice Department has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud in last month's election. Barr told the Associated Press that prosecutors have found no evidence to back up Trump's claim that the November 3rd election had been marred by widespread fraud. Trump's campaign launched a new effort in Wisconsin on Tuesday, asking the state's top court to consider throwing out 221,000 absentee ballots that allegedly lacked information. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Petitioners in Pennsylvania are asking the Supreme Court to hear their complaints. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us more.
Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania is leading a group of petitioners asking the Supreme Court to nullify the certification of the election in his state. Kelly is asking for an emergency order that would revoke last week's certification of former Vice President Joe Biden's win. He also filed with the court to hear an appeal of his lawsuit regarding the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. His suit, which was denied by the state Supreme Court, said that the Pennsylvania legislature violated the state's constitution when they changed mail-in voting rules. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has thrown his support behind Kelly's petition. In a statement Tuesday night, Cruz said that the group's suit raised serious legal issues and needed to be heard in an expedited manner. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Cyber Monday was a big deal in America. Spending was up 15% this year, with an estimated $10.8 billion spent in the U.S. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Georgia officials investigating voter registration group claim some are attempting to register non-residents to vote in January's Senate runoff elections. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the details.
The Georgia Secretary of State announced that a voter registration group is under investigation for allegedly sending ballot applications to non-residents. That group was led by Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock until earlier this year. The New Georgia Project is one of four voter sign-up groups being probed. The announcement comes as Democrats have praised Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, for pushing back against President Trump's allegations of election fraud. Warnock is engaged in a heated race that could determine party control of the Senate and has dismissed past investigations of voter fraud as alarmist. While Raffensperger said he's not seen indications of systemic fraud, he said there is evidence of third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote in Georgia, adding that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in a potential violation of state law. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Georgia has reported more than 940,000 absentee ballots have been requested. Students from across the United States will have an opportunity this week to hear from NASA astronaut Victor Glover aboard the International Space Station. The Earth-to-Space call will air live just before 1 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, December 3rd, on NASA television and the agency's website. Glover served as a pilot and second-in-command on Crew 1 SpaceX Crew Dragon, and this is his first long-duration mission aboard the station. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.